This show proudly sponsored by Real American Freestyle Wrestling. Real American Freestyle is the first ever unscripted pro wrestling league created by Hulk Hogan, Chad Bronstein, Israel Martinez, and Eric Bischoff. RAF gives the world's top wrestlers the stage they earned but never had until now.
Your gut affects everything, even your mood. So Ollie created two brand new products to take care of your insides. Ollie Big 10 Probiotic has 10 strains of probiotics, their most ever, to support a healthy gut microbiome, immune system, and stress response. And Ollie Super Good Superfoods delivers 15 superfoods in tasty gummy form. Find them at Ollie.com and exclusively at Walmart.
Ollie!
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
But first thing first, Olivia, you've been covering this local election that's got national attention. When did you realize that Mamdani had a shot?
I can't think of an exact watershed moment. I guess I would explain it more as a trickle. I think perhaps it's my age group. I just noticed people I knew were sharing, were following his content way before that support was registering in the poll numbers. I mean, when we started covering this at the Free Press, he was polling at 1%, but I just had the sense that there was a lot of support that was not yet registering.
You said that he has 50,000 followers. Excuse me, 50,000 volunteers.
Oh, volunteers. Yeah, because followers, they've been shooting up overnight. He gained almost 600,000 Instagram followers overnight.
So you think social media, he's been strong. I saw that he jumped in the ocean during the polar plunge with his suit on. He's doing a lot of videos. So he's great on social media, much like AOC.
Yeah. But I would say it goes beyond that. I mean, you mentioned he had an army of 50,000 volunteers. The Cuomo campaign, I am so sorry to say it, a lot of the staffers that they, or the canvassers they ultimately hired, they were paid. There was not a lot of unpaid support. This is 50,000 people spending weekends, rain or shine. I mean, I went to some of these events and you kind of get the sense that people are there because it's fun, because they're there to meet people. The night of the election, by my estimation, there were probably 15 parties in bars across the city, young people getting drunk, you know, rolling joints, having the time of their life, chanting, Zohran, Zohran, Zohran.
But what do they like about him?
What do they like about him?
Because, I mean, he's for free buses. He's for free supermarkets.
Right.
He's for free housing. He's for raising taxes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
What about this? Cut third 25.
Would a mayor Mamdani welcome Benjamin Netanyahu to the city?
No. As mayor, New York City would arrest Benjamin Netanyahu. This is a city that our values are in line with international law. It's time that our actions are also.
So there he is.
Yeah.
He also is known as being anti-Semitic. Certainly anti-Israel, wants to divest from it. But what is... He is, and he's a proud socialist.
Right. And just to be clear, in case listeners didn't understand what he was saying in that clip, that is him declaring his intent to possibly arrest Benjamin Netanyahu were he to step foot in New York City. And to the supporters of Zohran, oh, that is not a negative. That is a positive. They consider that justice in action because things are that backwards right now. So what do they like about him? I would say they consider him a progressive champion. Of course, the irony is that when you look at his base of support, it's people making over $100,000. A lot of the voters who went towards Cuomo were minorities, were working class.
You didn't get the black vote.
Right.
So Cuomo got the black vote and lost in New York. Unbelievable. Now, look, I think that this guy he's disgraced and he's lazy.
Cuomo.
And I think he thought that the whole mayor stuff was beneath him. He didn't even know. He's trying to reclaim his career, but he didn't even want the job.
I don't know. I have heard that talking point. I listened or watched Morning Joe the day after the election. And
that hurts my feelings, by the way.
You know, you got to see what they're saying. And it was very similar to election the morning after Kamala's loss, where they were saying, oh, Kamala, you know, we only had however long we had. She didn't get out there enough. And I heard a lot of the same talking points about Cuomo saying he wasn't having enough events. And listen, if it wasn't about that at all, the votes, they were not against Cuomo. They were for Zohran. I think if Cuomo were to have any more or less events, it wouldn't have made a difference.
So interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I want you to hear what Eric Adams told us, because you were watching Morning Joe.
Yeah,
we had Eric Adams on our show.
Okay.
Cut 26.
He's a snake oil salesman. Mm-hmm. He will say and do anything to get elected. Think about this for a moment. He wants to raise 1%. He wants to raise tax on 1% of New York's high-income earners. As the mayor, you don't have the authority to do that. You know who has the authority to do that? An assemblyman, which he is. He wants to do free buses. He could have done it at assemblyman. He doesn't understand the power of government and how you must make sure you improve your economy, raise the standard of living. And this is what we've done in the city. And I'm looking forward to being on the campaign trail and showing New Yorkers we can't go backwards. And New Yorkers never surrender or quit.
Well, see, he says he want to go backwards, but he does say that you point out in your column that if he wants to give one of these things, I think he wants to give a food or a free bus, it's going to be $100 billion.
That's his housing plan.
That is his housing plan.
I would say so. I guess there you're trying to get at the general, because obviously Eric Adams, the big matchup now is Zohran has won the Democratic nomination. And so he's going to go up against Eric Adams.
Yeah.
And the problem, I think, politically with the clip you just played is that what Eric Adams is essentially trying to do is say, Zohran is not a serious guy. He's not a serious contender. I'm serious. I understand how to govern. And I don't know, A, that Zohran supporters care. And I don't know how credible that is in the eyes of New Yorkers coming from Eric Adams. The problem is that
how damaged is he?
Eric Adams.
Because, you know, the indictments, taking his phone, the FBI, I don't think people really caught Turkish embassy.
Right.
What's going on?
Yeah. I would say there's probably a split. I would say, and a split that arguably works in his favor in the general election, because I think that the base of his support really minorities, the Black community, you know, upper Manhattan, the Bronx, whatever. I don't think that they are as bothered by this stuff. And Zohran's base is obviously quite bothered. So he kind of breaks even there, I guess.
So Olivia Rangel is with us from the Free Press, staff writer there. How does he feel about the Free Press?
Oh, Zohran? Oh, my goodness.
Does he like you?
He runs from me like the plague, literally has run from me. No, I haven't. I call them almost every day now, just leave voicemails saying, hey, checking in. It's Olivia Rheingold from the Free
Press.
What's
he afraid of? That's not Trumpian.
I think he doesn't want scrutiny on the Israel stuff. I think, and to be honest, I think he considers these very fair questions about how he distinguishes anti-Semitism from anti-Zionism. I think he considers them nonsense, when really I think he has an obligation to New Yorkers, especially Jewish voters, to answer those questions.
Don't we have more Jewish voters in New York City than anywhere except Israel?
Yeah. Jewish residents overall.
So why would any Jewish person vote for this guy? He wants to divest from Israel. Do you know what he did in college?
Of course.
Was involved with these Palestinian organizations.
Yeah, he started the student chapter of Students for Justice in Palestine at Bowdoin, a college that now costs about $100,000 a year to attend.
His family's rich.
Oh, yeah. His father is, I think you could say, a giant in the field of anti-Zionist studies. He's a professor at Columbia University.
Unbelievable. I did not know that. Hi, everyone. I'm Brian Kilmeade. If you want something fun and easy to search for homes and apartments, then you should be using the Redfin app. Whether I'm searching for my next place, if I want to buy, if I want to rent, or if I just want to scroll through and see some dream homes, like, for example, something on the beach, or at least a walk to the beach, a big house, second, maybe a third floor, I use the Redfin app. Redfin makes it fun to search all the homes for sale and apartments for rent in your neighborhood. You can filter for price, for beds, for baths, square footage, and so much more. So if you find a place you love, Redfin makes it easy to go see it in person. Just schedule a tour right from the app. Plus, if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents know how to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they close twice as many deals as other agents. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards your next home. So whether you're looking to buy, you're looking to rent, you're looking to sell, Redfin's got you covered. Download the Redfin app to get started. Real American Freestyle is the first ever unscripted pro wrestling league created by Hulk Hogan, Chad Bronstein, Israel Martinez, and Eric Bischoff to give elite wrestlers a real shot at a professional career. Real American Freestyle is where Olympians, world champions, and NCAA legends come to compete. Not in a cage, not in a script, but on the mat in front of fans around the world. This is real wrestling, reimagined for today. The first event kicks off August 30th in Cleveland, featuring matchups with some of the best wrestlers on the planet. You've never seen wrestling like this. Learn more at realamericanfreestyle.com. Here's Curtis Sliwa, who thinks he's got a real shot now, and I hope so. Cut 28.
Today, homeless people, emotionally disturbed, garbage everywhere, the quality of life miserable. One of the outtakes of the election is people were complaining about the lack of affordable housing, the fact that the cost of living is skyrocketing, and the crime in New York City. We lock up toothpaste in a drugstore, and we don't lock up criminals. People have had enough. We don't want to go back to these Democrats. And, Sean, you know me for 46 years. I am the consummate New Yorker. I haven't fled or moved or gone anywhere else. I was birthed here in New York City, and my whole campaign is based on improve, don't move.
So he did better than a lot of people thought last time. So what do you think? You saw the Pataki story that he said there was a pathway, right?
No, I didn't.
You said
see
there
that.
Was, if you get 20, if Cuomo stayed in and Adams stayed in,
yeah,
and so Mondani won, he said that there would be a pathway at 28% would give him the victory.
I understand that because obviously the moderate vote would be split there. I mean, Curtis Sliwa, listen. I liked that bite you just played, but he's got to get over the reputation. I think he's got a really kind of reputation as like a zany cat man.
Yeah.
That I think he's, in order to really capture that moderate energy and like an anti-Zohran coalition, he's got to be seen more seriously.
So don't wear the Guardian Angel stuff.
I mean, the red beret, it is kind of chic. It is kind of chic, but more bites like whatever you just played.
You like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that could work.
All right, we'll see what happens. So this is what Mike Lawler said, the Republican who might be running for governor because Donald Trump made so much progress in New York, is giving Republicans hopes that they might be able to take a major seat. And he also says that AOC will actually benefit from this after her endorsement. There's a lot of people giving her credit for that. Cut 31.
And he's petrified of AOC, and she had probably the best night out of Zohran Mamdani because she endorsed him, and she helped propel him into office back in 2020 when he flipped a Democratic seat, defeating a Democrat incumbent. And ultimately, you have seen this rise within New York City of avowed socialism. They openly talk about defunding the police, not cooperating with ICE agents. Free everything, free grocery stores, free busing and mass transit, free food, clothing, health care, housing for illegal immigrants. And you see the consequences of that. Wall Street has been leaving New York in droves. They're going to Palm Beach. They're going to Dallas. They're going to Atlanta.
And they're going to keep going if this happens.
Right. Well, okay. So at the top of that clip,
he
was talking about the power of AOC's endorsement.
Yeah.
I just want to add, before this started, we were talking about Eric Adams and whether or not he had a shot. Okay. Why Zohran is going to be so hard to take down is it's not just AOC. It's not just Bernie Sanders, who also endorsed him. It's not just Hassan Piker, who has spoken positively about 9/11. And Hassan Piker, by the way, is beloved. He has a massive fan base. It's not just those endorsements. It's every single influencer across the city. It's makeup reviewers, skateboarders, baristas, like an insane coalition of everyday New Yorkers and these influencers that really matter to Gen Z and millennials has endorsed Zohran.
So what about the first one you mentioned that is tossed positive, like 9/11 was a good day?
Hassan Piker. Have you heard of him?
No.
By the way, oh my gosh, he's gigantic. He is, I believe, the biggest Twitch streamer. And Twitch is a platform that most people associate with gaming, but actually political content can be just as popular. And he is... I mean, I think he identifies as a socialist. I'm not sure if socialist is the strong enough term there. Extremely, like, radically anti-Israel.
And that his endorsement furthers anyone who's worried about being, he's anti-Semitic, will just back that up.
Right. And they created content together. You know, there are photos of them. Zohran sat down for about an hour-long interview that was extremely chummy.
Wow. I'll keep my eye on that. And Olivia, I guess if the young people will decide this election, he looks like he's in a good spot. And you are predicting he will win.
I feel like, I guess it's too early. Just based on looking at the showdown that has emerged between Zohran and Eric Adams so far, and then Curtis Liwa, I don't think those guys are going to be able to stop this.
It's Will Tang Country. Watch it live at noon Eastern Monday through Thursday at FoxNews.com or on the Fox News YouTube channel. And don't miss the show. Listen and follow the podcast 5 days a week at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.